This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Jeff Blairmo producing today for the vacationing Matt Doyle. Your number is 877-217-5757. And we're joined by the legendary cartoonist, Kathy Geiswyke. She's the creator of the Kathy comic strip, which ran in nearly 1,400 newspapers for 34 years. The strip earned her the National Cartoonist Society Reuben Award, an Emmy Award for Outstanding Animated Program for the special, Kathy, and the high honor of having her work displayed on the fronts of refrigerators across the land. Good morning, Kathy Geiswyke.
Hi, thank you for having me.
The book is 50 Things That Aren't My Fault, Essays from the Grown-Up Years. So you have moved into a different realm, and yes, Kathy can write, and you write about topics that some people would not dare to touch. How did this process evolve?
After all those years of doing the comic strip and taking my feelings and, you know, putting them onto paper, after I quit the comic strip, everything started changing so fast in my life. And I started putting things on paper. Like when I found myself squashed between generations suddenly. They called it the sandwich generation, but it feels like the panini generation, where I'm squashed between trying to care for my aging parents, who of course don't listen to me, and my aging daughter, who doesn't listen to me, and my aging body in the middle that's definitely not listening to me, and running out of time to do all the things I thought I had all kinds of time to do. So I started, when I felt overwhelmed by subjects, I just started kind of writing it as a story. And just like doing the comic strip, it helped me find the humor in things that weren't so funny by writing about it. Like in one of the essays is called Helicopter Daughter, which I wrote on the plane ride home from visiting my parents, chasing my 90-year-old parents around the house, trying to convince them to wear the emergency alert buttons around their necks to keep them safe. They ultimately kept them, but Dad keeps his hanging on his necktie rack in his closet, and Mom keeps hers stuffed in her sock drawer. And I said, well, you know, what good is that going to do? And they say, oh, we'll run and get them if we have an emergency. That's what I'm up against. That's what I wrote about this time of life. Mm-hmm.
The book is 50 Things That Aren't My Fault. And for 34 years, Kathy Geiswyke was as big a cartoonist as the world has ever seen. You were a staple in households across this country. And it had to be tough to give that up. It started slowly, but then boom, you were an overnight sensation. You're on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. Why did you decide to walk away?
Three things were happening at the exact same time one year. My daughter was starting her last year of high school, and I longed to be a full-time mom, like, you know, full-time moms. I just wanted to get to be there with her more. And my parents were heading into their 90s across the country, and I wanted to get to be with them. And I was turning 68 the same year, and I wanted to do something else creative. So those three things, I just said, if I don't stop this strip now, I'll never get this time back. And a lot of the essays that I wound up writing are about, you know, how fragile this time is. In the comic strip, I never had a daughter. In this book, I talk a lot about being a mother and a daughter. It's kind of the mother-daughter circle.
Well, you and your daughter have had quite a voyage together, haven't you?
Well, we have. And the book gave me, one of the first essays I wrote was an essay that I wrote when she was leaving for college, finally after this lovely year we'd had. And I was kind of walking through the trail of her belongings in my house and being sad that this time of life was over. And then that, because she was moving in a couple days. And then I realized that she'd already left home. She'd already left for college 2 days before. And this trail of stuff in the house is all the stuff she left for me to clean up. And it was kind of the combination of being so sad that she was gone and so irritated with myself that I hadn't taught her to pick up her stuff. And that became the essay that when I started writing out all my complicated feelings about that, that became an essay called It Took a Village that's in 50 Things That Aren't My Fault.
There's another essay called Love Stories, and this, as I said, is a place many people would not go, but you write about your marriage.
I write about my marriage and how, you know, truthfully, I probably got married way too young. I was only 47 years old. What did I know? After all those years of writing about relationships in the comic strip, becoming an expert on relationships, you know, what happened? This time of life kind of makes you reflect, makes all of us reflect back on who we loved, who we didn't love, you know, how we succeeded in love, how we blew it, and, you know, how we hope that we learn from those lessons and can guide our children to possibly better relationships. So it was good to write. And I have to say, my ex-husband is the funniest man on earth, and he has a wonderful sense of humor about himself. So he could read that essay and laugh, thankfully.
Hopefully he has. Now, Kathy in the comic strip, Kathy Geiswhite, was often a bit overweight, just a bit, like most people. And you, in your essay, rage at the fashion industry. Why are you upset with the fashion industry?
Well, look at what the magazines tell us. On the cover of the magazine, it proclaims how we love our beautiful bodies exactly as they are now. The body shaming is over. You know, we no longer should be worrying about weight or how we look. And then the inside of the magazine will have 15 articles and an ad on every other page about how to lose weight, how to get trim, how to look like this, how to sculpt your body like this, and a giant, you know, displays of fashions that are meant to be worn on smaller, more better toned bodies. So I wrote in the comic strip a lot about fashion because I think it's a microcosm of the complications and extra set of challenges that women face. And like how my generation freed us from girdles and, you know, literally burned bras and freed us from girdles. And my daughter's generation, well, our generation mm-hmm. right now, a lot of women dress kind of from the neck down in Spanx, which are just, you know, more cutely designed and a slightly more comfortable girdles from head to toe. And, you know, so how, you know, how far have we really come?
Well, you believe
that's
there's
why
a
I
double
write about fashion.
A double standard as well. In the last presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton was on the cover of the National Enquirer being ridiculed for some extra poundage, and her extra poundage was tame compared to her opponent's obesity.
Exactly. There is a host of bonus challenges for being a woman. There always has been. It seems like there always will be, and it's really important for us to be able to have a sense of humor and some perspective on those things, and so that on the little things, so that we can have the energy and strength to go onward to the big things. You know, as women take responsibility for everything and everyone, and it leaves us feeling responsible for everything and everyone. And I found it very liberating to start thinking of things that are not my fault, start declaring things that aren't my fault, that probably we're never going to fix women being viewed by how they look and what they wear. We hope we will, but right now it's not. And so we need to not. Move on.
You say men get
so we can take on the big things.
Men get 18,000 extra hours in life because they don't need to put on their faces before they go out.
What's that like? You know, women have the lunch face, the dinner face, the wedding face, you know, the Christmas face, the holiday face, the casual workout face. You men just get the one face all the time. What is that? What must that be?
There you
like?
Go. Well, you were on The Tonight Show 15 times, many of those looking into the face of the best-known face in the world at the time, Johnny Carson. How was it being a regular on the iconic blue couch?
Well, it was a combination of just the most terrifying experience I've ever had in my life and the most thrilling experience. He was so kind the first time I went on to come into my dressing room so that I wouldn't have the shock of, you know, meeting Johnny Carson for the first time in front of millions of people. He was very kind, and he loved talking about relationships between men and women, which is why he kept having me back, because he loved those conversations.
He was married 4 times. I'm surprised.
Well, he
never asked you out?
No. He was happily married when I met him. But he loved to talk about, you know, about what goes on between men and women, just as I have always loved writing about that.
Well, it is quite an odyssey for Kathy Geiswite, who has proved that she is a versatile writer. Last night I saw Walt Handelsman, twice Pulitzer cartoonist, now with The Advocate here in Louisiana, who was quite excited about you being on this show. And he said you were, and still are, one of the best. Kathy Geiswite, the book is 50 Things That Aren't My Fault, Essays from the Grown-Up Years. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Again.